This program has been described by AudioVision. For information on over 400 video and audio titles, call toll-free 1-866-966-7667 or visit our accessible website, www.audiovisioncanada.com. The contents of this program are protected by copyright and may not be duplicated or used for any commercial purpose without the express written consent of the copyright holders.
Arrow Productions, Inc. In association with Two Planet Pictures, presents One Way Out, with narrative description by AudioVision Canada. Waking violently from his sleep, a man reaches for a pill bottle on the bedside table. Jack Waldney. Jeff Monahan. Isabel Gillies. Robert Tirano. Another man approaches a prison guard's desk. And Annie Golden. The guard gives the man a form with Michael Ironside. Seated on the edge of his bed, the first man lights a cigarette. Casting, Donna DeCita, David Cady. Production design, Mark Coelho. The convict walks out of prison. Co-producer, Marisa Polvino. Line producer, Kimberly O'Hara. Music by Sean Murray. The convict walks along the side of a highway. Director of photography, Dick Fisher. Edited by Kevin Lynn, Dick Fisher. Executive producers, Dennis Freeland, Jason Blum. Produced by Tom Gallo. Written by Jeff Monahan. Produced and directed by Kevin Lynn. An old Chevy station wagon picks the convict up from the side of the road.
Help car.
As promised.
I'm not gonna do this, Bobby.
Man, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, well, things are different now.
Everybody dies, buddy.
I got obligations.
It's been my experience that farms are boring places to exist, Frank. I mean, farms are for chickens. Come on. I'll go sane on you now.
Just wanna go home.
Yep. Well, you sort of fucked that up by coming with me now, didn't you?
Bobby reaches past the gun in the glove compartment for a piece of gum.
Don't want to get a permanent kick in my neck watching my ass the rest of my life.
Well, that ain't the plan.
Bobby sips his beer.
A few hits for gas money. Break ourselves in. Be beyond the bay.
Yeah, big bank on the border. Yeah. No. Going home.
Whatever you want to do, Frank, I'm going with you without you. I'm gonna make a stop first.
In a bar, a stripper slides her buttocks down a pole and squats on the stage. Straightening up, she runs her hands over her nude body.
She ain't no stripper no more. She's quitting from me.
I'm touched.
She's kind of special.
They're all kind of special.
Sort of comes with the car.
In the city, Bobby wheels the car down an alley to the back of the bar. His headlights pick out the woman waiting for him.
God damn it, Bobby, leave me waiting on the fucking street!
Sorry, baby. Frank, this is Eve. Eve, Frank.
Bobby told me so much.
Bobby carries Eve's suitcases to the car.
Said, where the hell am I supposed to get a check cash going out of town? And Ernie says, get this. Ernie says, this is a business. And I says, what business? Monkey business? You pay me my goddamn money. Like, hey, anybody want to join? You pay me my goddamn money like you paid Bobby out. And he says, real serious, like, you're going with Bobby? And I says, yeah. What's it to you? And he says, can I offer you some advice?
Changing, Eve slips her dress off.
Some fatherly advice? Like he's in a position, right? And I says, you offer me some fatherly fucking money, creep. Just like that. And he does. He forks it over like it's covered with shit or something.
Slipping on a blouse. Eve takes her purse off the dash and removes a joint.
But I'm like, hey, you ain't my priest, you know?
Frank watches glumly from the back seat as Bobby lights the joint for Eve.
I need a drink.
A life ain't nothing but a circus ride. It feels like a little man trying to move a boulder. Whoa, I just came.
Later, a flashing neon sign bathed the Chev in orange light.
Jane.
Holding Frank up, Bobby and Eve help him to the car.
Welcome
home, honey.
Get up off the damn floor. Come on.
Thank you.
I love you, New York!
The next day, a gas jockey waves goodbye to a customer.
See you, Mrs. Birnbaum.
Inside the gas station, a woman works at a desk. At another desk, a man sits smoking as he turns a small car part over in his hands. The gas jockey walks into the office.
Hey. What is this?
A drain plug?
That's right.
The gas jockey smiles.
Now, what do you suppose this drain plug and a monkey got in common?
I don't know.
That's okay, I'll explain. You see, this drain plug that's supposed to be in that Ford that you're working on and a monkey, they got a lot in common. First off, a monkey would be smart enough put this drain plug back in the motor before you fill it with oil and it pours out all over the garage floor.
Well, you said Mrs.
Shut the fuck up. I haven't finished speaking yet.
Oh.
Now, the real problem is Africa's too fucking far away for me to get one of them monkeys, so I'm stuck with you.
Oh.
Do you want me to fire your ass?
No.
Where do you think a gimp retard like you would get a job anyhow?
Okay.
That's right. Now, you get in there. And you clean up that mess. Because I want to be able to eat dinner off that fucking floor tonight. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Move it. Here.
He tosses the plug to the gas jockey. The woman stares unhappily at the man.
What?
The man sits back down at his desk, glowering at the woman. She glares at him resentfully, then turns back to her work. Later, the Chevy motors up the drive to a large clapboard farmhouse. Frank springs from the car and trots to the house. Bobby hurries across the yard as he unzips his fly.
Stucky!
Frank?
The gas jockey walks into the yard.
Frank!
Hey, little brother.
Hey, Frank! How are you doing,
Eve watches Frank? The brothers embrace.
How are you, Snoopy? It's good to see you, Frank!
Finished relieving himself, Bobby zips up.
Hey, this is my good friend, Eve.
Patron.
Miss Eve Patron. My brother, Snooky.
Snooky? Frank's told me so much.
Hi, Miss Eve. And this here is Bobby Graves, man about town.
Sneaky?
No, it's Snooky.
Snooky.
Hey.
Frank! It's good to see you, Frank!
Later in the kitchen.
And they shot right back that no guy's gonna take them away because they's like babies. They got rights, too.
What guys?
What? I don't know. Anybody want to take them?
Well, didn't the ASPCA get involved?
Yeah, that's them.
Who?
What?
Who, then?
Oh, the SPCE fellas is the one who's going to take them cows away if you don't stop humping them. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, sexual relations is one thing. Excuse me, Miss Eve.
Eve.
What?
Eve. Just Eve.
Oh, okay. But not with animals.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's between animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for the same animal.
Yeah.
As Snooki salts something in a mixing bowl, the other three sit at the kitchen table. Later, they have supper.
Frank?
Yeah, milk's good.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's from Huffman's.
George's?
Yeah, he takes credit and everything. He likes you, Frank.
What are you doing on credit?
Bobby?
I got beer.
Have some milk.
Don't want no milk.
Can't abide store-bought.
What? This milk comes out of a cow?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the food we are about to receive from thy Bonnie, and for bringing Frank home today, and for the friends who gave him a ride. Please guide us, bless us, direct us, and protect us. Amen.
Amen. Don't serve it like this on the inside.
Not for minor offenses.
I was in boat tech 6 months for cooking.
I don't roll now.
You guys, stop. Don't serve it like this no place, right, Snooki?
I don't know.
Got a lot of girlfriends, I bet, huh?
No.
Snooki, your eyes, they're so dark.
Y'all are welcome to stay over.
You want to see what I'm building out in the shed? Tomorrow, if you could come, you could help me
fix
it.
Well, we gotta go tomorrow, Snook. Early, right?
All right, first light.
Have some chicken, it's good.
Later that night, Snooki and Frank sit outside.
Mom died.
I know, Snook. I'm sorry I wasn't here.
It's okay. It was stroke. She was baking bread. Like we like, you know, like she used to. And I found her when I came home. I don't know why.
Me neither, Snook. Me neither.
Upstairs in a bedroom.
I thought it was all planned out.
Eve hands Bobby a joint.
A lot of people dream. I don't mean nothing to them.
You wanted to leave, we could just go tonight.
We will.
Tonight?
No. We'll wait.
Outside.
Was that Bobby in with you?
For a little while.
I missed you.
I missed you too. I missed everything.
As Frank and Snooki hug each other, a full moon shines down on them. Inside, Snooki removes his jacket and sits down on the couch. Seated at the desk, Frank picks up a photograph in a small gold frame. He studies it, then glances over at Snooki. Frank picks up a couple of envelopes off the stack of mail on the desk and reads the return addresses.
What's this?
In the bedroom, Bobby lies asleep. In a dream, Eve is bathed in golden light, autumn leaves falling all around her. Eve wakes to find Bobby having a seizure.
Bobby.
Then reaches for his pills.
Here I am. I'm here. Here.
She drops the pills.
Here you go.
She gets one in his mouth.
And they paid a mortgage and stuff out of that, too.
Walt's paying our mortgage?
No, Betsy.
Who the hell is Betsy?
In the bedroom, Bobby's pills have taken effect.
I love you, boy. Be okay. It's pretty here. Green fields, sky.
It's better there.
BB on the B.
Betsy Cavanaugh. Remember Cavanaugh's Trucking? She's Walt's bookkeeper now because her dad died in an accident up Erie about a year ago.
I worry about you. Your dad.
I ain't my dad.
I know. What would you say I was pregnant?
What?
I'm not. I'm just asking. Tell me again about the beaches. Are they real white?
A little bright white.
But it ain't her fault. Walt tells her what to do. Maybe Walt don't tell her right.
Stop it. They don't pay you by check. They pay you cash. But it depends on the week how much. And they're sending checks to the bank, which is now sending notices saying that they ain't getting any checks. Is that a pretty fair assessment of the situation?
Bobby peeks into the living room.
Snooky.
I don't know this stuff.
How much money are you bringing home?
Frank, don't yell, all right?
How much?
I don't remember.
Eve follows Bobby in.
You mind? We're having a private conversation here.
Outside, Eve puts on Bobby's motorcycle jacket as they walk across the lawn. Bobby pulls a beer from the car, and Eve slips behind the wheel.
Holy.
Jesus, what do you gotta do to get some rock and roll out here?
Get away from me.
They forgot, maybe.
Forgot? Son of a bitch, I don't believe it.
Hey. Don't say that, Mom said never to say that.
Mom's dead. I'm back. Come on, out.
Hey! Frank, what the
I'm
hell?
Sorry. Just, all right, just
Frank,
get back,
I'm sorry.
All right?
Hey, Frank!
The bank's foreclosed. We lost the place first of next month. Now just get the fuck away from me!
Frank gets behind the wheel.
Frank, come on. Please? Frank.
God damn it!
Bobby dives into the back seat.
Stop the fucking car! Listen to me! Listen!
Hey, Frank, come on!
Give him a minute.
Frank backs up. Bobby follows him across the lawn to the house. Frank cleans guns at the kitchen table.
Frank?
Just gonna take back what's ours, Snoop. Put the fear of God into him a little.
He wraps a rag around a pistol.
Be okay.
I got the fear of God in me.
I'll take a little trip, maybe, huh? See Uncle Ray?
Uncle Ray's dead.
Yeah. Well, we'll think of something.
Frank puts a fourth pistol in a carryall with the others. In the morning, Snooky sleeps in his bedroom while Frank stands over him. Frank turns to look out the window at Bobby finishing work on the car. Later, Bobby, Eve, and the two brothers carry their luggage to the car and load it in the back. They cruise slowly down the drive, leaving the farmhouse, the barn, and the sheds huddled beneath a bleak gray autumn sky. Onto the highway and follow the center line toward town. Later, at the cemetery,
thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand.
At the foot of their mother's grave, Snooky offers the Bible to Frank, who declines to take it.
But it shall not come nigh thee.
In town.
No, Donald.
Yes, Father.
As Bobby gets out, Frank slides behind the wheel.
Frank. Frank.
What?
I'm going to be late for work.
Be all right.
But I'm late if...
I told you. You're retired. Job's over.
But how...
Snooky, you're my brother and I love you. Sometimes you ask too many damn questions.
Eve walks out of the hardware store. Two locals admire her as she walks by.
Beautiful day, ain't it?
Bobby watches Eve get back into the car.
Fuck!
The sheriff's car pulls out of an alley beside Bobby, who walks over to the car.
What's he doing now?
Pissing me off.
The sheriff glances over at the Chev as Bobby talks to him. As the sheriff pulls away, Bobby waves goodbye to him and then gets in the car.
What? You fucking amaze me.
Just being sociable.
This girl starts, what, 8, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, mostly anymore. Because usually she's got a date the night before or something. She just moved in with this guy.
It's payday, right?
Yeah.
They sit at an intersection, watching the traffic pass by on the highway.
Hey, there's Walt.
Snooky waves to Walt, but everyone else ducks as he drives by.
This ain't just a little trip we're taking, is it?
Walt pulls off the highway into his service station. Frank pulls the Chevy up to the gas pumps.
Keep it running, darling.
Frank.
Don't worry about it, Snooky. Just keep your head down.
Stockings over their heads, Bobby and Frank head for the office. Frank goes in first, sighting down the barrel of his shotgun, and Bobby follows him in with a pistol.
What the fuck do you want?
Hands up!
That's original.
Frank clubs Walt with the butt of his shotgun.
All right, they're up.
Okay, the safe.
What safe?
Frank kicks the safe across the floor.
Oh, that's it.
Open it. Come on. Keep that on him.
You'd be cool, son. We wouldn't want that big thing going off and scaring you now.
Shut up. Hurry up.
It's open.
Hey, boy.
Walt backs away from the safe and sits heavily in his chair. Opening the door of the safe, Bobby pulls out an envelope.
14666, what's that?
It ain't the lotto.
This is only
146.66.
Shit.
It's your lucky number.
Shut up. Where's the rest of it? Shit. Fuck me. Give me what?
Me?
No, him. Yes, you.
Walt hands over his wallet.
A dollar? You got a fucking dollar?
Fuck. You gonna tie me up?
Just shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
I got rope in the back room there.
Shut up. We got rope. Where's the rope? All right, man, where's your rope?
What?
Your rope. Your rope! Pay attention! We're robbing him. I ain't even paying a fucking attention.
Walt points to Bobby's waist. Bobby looks down to find the rope looped around his belt.
Ah, yep, yep. Turn around! Turn around! Turn around! All the way! Come on!
Bobby roughly ties Walt's wrists behind his back.
You use this?
Yeah.
Bobby stuffs Walt's handkerchief into his mouth.
There you go. Payday 146.
Bobby heads for the door, and Frank backs away from Walt.
You got the money?
Yeah.
Bobby rushes back to the desk for the money.
Get in the car! Keep it running.
It's dead.
What?
Well, I don't know. It just died.
Shit.
That's what I thought, maybe, too.
What?
Out of gas.
Good thing. I mean, we're at a gas station and all.
It's locked.
It's always locked. I got the keys, because sometimes when we're...
Frank! Busy... Please! Which one is it?
It's gold.
I got a pig. Bobby.
What?
Well, I got a pig.
Cross your legs.
No, hey, I really gotta go.
Go! Don't pay him. Think about staying for fucking lunch.
Ladies' room's in the back.
Fill it up. You don't fill it up when you gotta stop somewhere else.
I don't care. Just fill it up.
Frank?
What, you gonna pump faster?
I just need something constructive to do.
Go hurry her up, man.
Frank reaches into the car for his pistol and stocking.
Frank? Frankie?
Frank returns to the office looking for Eve.
How you doing, Frank?
Frank spins around.
I ain't seen you since 2 to 5.
Lowering his gun, Frank rips the stocking off his head.
Walt.
He holds Eve at gunpoint.
I knew it was you. Damn this thing, you trying to rob me. You know, you might have got away with it if it wasn't for Missy here coming in to use the ladies' room.
Walt's hand covers Eve's mouth tightly.
Put it down. Put it down and kick it over here.
Let her go. You owe me. You should have told me that last load was hot. I lost 3.5 years because of you.
Yeah, well, nobody ever put a gun to your head and said, do it. Besides, I gave that retard brother of yours a job here.
A job is when you get paid. And what about my mortgage? You like me enough, Walt, to fuck me twice?
Why don't we stop bullshitting around? You call that cocksucker of a human being you've been running around with in here before I make this look like justifiable homicide. Huh?
Oh, shit.
Damn it, Snooki. Get over here beside your brother.
Walt looks over Eve's body.
This one yours, Frank, huh? Get out.
He bends Eve over the desk.
Yeah. I just might take a piece out of this one.
You always were a son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, I got this little girl works for me.
He picks up the phone.
And she's seeing a fella. He just might want to give me a hand here.
Yeah. Bobby sticks his gun in the back of Walt's neck.
Goodbye.
And hangs up the phone.
There you go, boy.
Yeah. Lipstick and blood smeared across her face, Eve points Frank's gun at Walt.
I know you.
Not real well, but I bet you don't ever forget me.
You asshole.
What's that? Frank, you used to kind of work for this man.
Used to kind of.
Yeah, well, then he knows you. Guess we just gotta kill him.
Bobby.
You know, you're making a big mistake here, Bobby.
You know what assholes is known for, Walt? Huh? Making big mistakes.
Baby, please don't. We could just walk. Let's just walk.
Bobby lowers the gun.
You ain't gonna shoot.
Then fires. Outside, Betsy, the bookkeeper, walks toward the office. As Betsy slows down outside, Walt bursts through the door, holding his neck.
Walt, get inside. Walt, I don't have to shoot you! Walt!
You're not gonna shoot me, you son of a...
Walt hits Frank.
Ah, it's dealing with somebody. That hot load you got busted for, I didn't want it. And if they don't kill you, I will, because I'm somebody.
Bobby shoots Walt again.
Get her!
Frank and Bobby grab Betsy, leaving Walt bleeding on the ground.
Shut her up!
In the back seat, Eve and Bobby try to quiet Betsy down.
Shut her up!
Oh, God!
Snooki hangs his head out the open passenger side window.
Oh my God!
Slow down. What do you mean, slow down?
Slow down!
They don't get pulled over.
Oh my God!
Shut up!
It's okay.
Crazy fuck. Nobody was supposed to get hurt.
Yeah.
Bobby swallows one of his pills and hands the bottle to Eve.
Not you, her.
Eve forces the pill into Betsy's mouth. Frank races along a dirt road beside a farmer's field. He gets out of the car.
Frank! What is it? What? God damn it! What is it, Frank? What's the matter? What?
Frank punches Bobby to the ground.
We were just gonna rob him, huh? Teach him a lesson! Now this shit! What am I gonna do with her, huh? What am I gonna do with Snooki now? You thinking of that? What else I gonna do, man? I didn't have a choice! I saved your ass, man! I saved your stupid brother! Don't!
Bobby aims at him.
Go ahead. Come on, buddy, you know I'm right! Go ahead! God damn it, Frank, I had no choice!
Can we finish this later?
Eve holds her pistol in a two-handed grip pointed at the sky. Back on the road, the sun sinks towards the horizon behind the trees that line the highway. In the back seat, tears stream down Betsy's grief-stricken face. That night, in a motel room.
Another 10, 15 miles, we're into West Virginia. Drop her at a hospital. Snooki and I can catch a bus. You and Eve can have the car.
What's the plan on going? But he knows nothing, Frank. I mean, they'll find him there, but so what?
Guy gets out of prison. His old boss gets a new hole in his head. His brother's gone. You and her gallivanting all over town buying rope and shit. Top it off, you stop and introduce yourself to the local law. I'd see, feel a shitload more comfortable if you hadn't done that.
Didn't use my real name.
Lean on his fucking car, idiot. And what about her? I mean, that's kidnapping. FBI.
Don't think about the past, Frank. It's dead, okay? Well, you want to split up now? I'd hate to get caught.
You son of a bitch.
He's gonna get you.
I think he's a little dead for that.
Stop it. Here, Betsy, drink this.
Quit talking to me like you
know me.
Only but one of you knows me. And I cannot believe that you are so stupid that you would go in there and do something like that. Snooki, don't you know who I'm gonna marry? Don't you remember this?
What the fuck's she talking about?
Snooki.
Her boyfriend's county sheriff.
What's his name?
I tried to tell you.
Snook.
R.H. Lafitte.
Anybody else hungry?
Snooki raises his hand.
Be careful.
We will.
Don't kill anybody while you're gone.
Snooki and Bobby walk across the rain-drenched courtyard.
What do you feel like eating?
I don't care. Jerky.
What?
Beef jerky. I like something chewy.
Oh. Bobby shakes a couple of pills into his hand.
What are them pills for?
Look, you understand what happened back here, don't you?
I just don't want Frank to have to go away again.
Well, I don't want that neither. Okay?
Okay.
Bobby and Snooki walk through a grocery store. Bobby adds a bag of potato chips to their basket. He sets a red ball cap on Snooki's head.
It's you.
Bobby picks a book off a rack.
Can I help you?
Snooki holds out the shopping basket. Walking across the courtyard, Snooki spots the book in Bobby's hand.
Hey, where'd you get that? You took that.
Here, got this.
Hey, thanks.
Snooki takes the beef jerky. Later, Bobby reads to Eve.
So they sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there in a wood, a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy, I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey that lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon and hand in hand on the edge of the sand. They danced in the light of the moon. I like that one.
I like it too.
Got pictures.
Hey. What is a runcible spoon?
I'm gonna eat runcibles with.
The next morning.
Get close to the border, we put her on a bus or something. I ain't sold on this bank. Anyway, after, me and Snooky go over on our own. We ain't gonna die out here on the road with you. Nobody gets hurt again, ever. Anybody does, I'll shoot you myself.
Thanks for coming with me, Frank.
I got no choice.
Sure you do.
Later, the Chevy raises a dust cloud as it speeds along a country road.
Through that clouds above and covering up the sun, it's the middle of the afternoon. It's dark like night.
Bobby stops in the middle of a bridge.
We got snow, but spit hail and lightning.
He hands Frank the gun he used to shoot Walt. Frank tosses it out the window, over the side of the bridge, into the river below. Bobby drives on. Later, Eve gets into the front seat of the parked car.
Shit. Shit. Fuck.
She takes a hit from her joint.
Goddamn men. Men. Fucking low-life scum.
She takes another hit.
You know what I mean?
She passes the joint back to Betsy.
My car. My car.
Betsy holds the joint awkwardly.
Had it since I was 17 years old, man. Christ. Paid for it with my own money. Only thing I ever did, I didn't wish I had. You know what I mean?
Betsy shrugs. Eve takes her joint back and takes another hit.
Fuck.
She lowers the visor and glances in the mirror.
What a fucking day.
Snooky walks out of the brush to the side of the road.
This is stupid. I told you.
I know.
So lose the car.
I ain't telling her again. You want to tell her again? Go ahead.
Shit.
Snooky, why don't you run back there and tell her again?
No.
The clouds hang low in the sky as the Chevy drives on along the highway. Later, in a gravel pit, Bobby instructs Eve how to fire a gun.
In the back. Okay.
You listening? Just gotta line them up. Let the biggest part go fuzzy.
Frank crests the top of a sand dune at the edge of the gravel pit and walks toward the car. Betsy sits in the sand, staring at the ground, her hands and feet bound.
You doing okay?
You got my ticket home?
Not yet.
Then I could be doing better.
Now you gonna know how to do this, baby.
I can take care of myself.
Look, I'm sorry this happened. It wasn't supposed to be this way.
Yeah, well, nothing ever is.
I thought you might want to do us a favor. I mean, you might not. I'd like you to call that fella you've been seeing and tell him we're heading north.
I'm not afraid of you.
Behind them, Eve fires two rounds and puts the gun down.
Like I said.
She stalks away from Bobby.
That's my girl!
Anyway. Never mind.
Look, I'm not gonna lie for you. But I would like to make a call.
No, bullshit, man. Bullshit idea.
I told her she could. I gave her my word.
What's a great fucking reason, Frank? Man, you even bothering to stop and think of the situation, man? You wouldn't be telling me this shit.
I am thinking of the situation.
Please enter your PIN number now.
Betsy punches her PIN number into the payphone at the side of the road.
You have 1 minute remaining to find out how SmartTel can work for you.
She calls. She feels better. They feel better. Takes the heat down on us. They might not even think we're out here.
Bullshit. This is FBI. She makes the call. They're going to be all over our ass, man. Forget it.
Frank stops Bobby from interrupting the call, and they glare at each other. Betsy drops the phone.
He's right.
Frank leads her away from it.
Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Lafitte. Hello? Hello?
The phone dangles from its cord.
Betsy, is that you?
Why ain't we ever on the news? Think it'd mention us.
The sign at the side of the road reads, "Prepare to meet thy God." Later, they stop in another town.
Okay, let's do this right. Nope.
Putting on his red ball cap and donning a pair of sunglasses, Snooky gets out of the car. He walks into a store to find the storekeeper leaning on the counter watching TV.
Sheriff Lafitte would only...
Snooky hurries back to the car.
Okie dokie.
Frank and Bobby pull stockings over their heads and get out of the car. Eve slips behind the wheel.
Farm report.
Inside.
We can expect very good unsettled weather.
The storekeeper ignores them.
Excuse me. The possibility of golf sites are expected to roll through the county in the early.
The man looks up to see Frank and Bobby staring at him. They run back to the car carrying a paper bag full of money. Frank gets behind the wheel and Eve moves to the back seat. Bobby hands Eve a fistful of cash as they drive away. Later, beside a river, Frank brings Betsy a plate of food.
I am getting a little tired of this shit.
I told you a couple of days will put you...
Not that, you idiot! My arms are killing me. You know, this is not the most comfortable position to be in. Idiot!
Frank sets the plate on the hood of the car as he thinks it over.
What? Whoa, yeah! I'm gonna knock you out, shoot him, and somehow escape from the other two. To where? To where, you asshole? Ow! Don't put yourself into any trouble. God.
Frank unties her wrists and reaches for the plate of food. Betsy slaps him across the face. Dropping the plate, Frank throws Betsy over his shoulder and carries her to the water.
You motherfucker! Ow! What are you doing?
He throws her off the end of the dock. Betsy stumbles as she wades ashore. At the Snow Queen, Snooky and Eve carry ice cream cones back to the car.
Hey.
Frank hands a cone to Bobby and offers one to Betsy. She just glares at him. Snooky and Eve get in the back seat beside her. They drive past a sign reading, Nashville, 66 miles. That night, they pull up to the Centennial House Tavern. As Eve and Frank and Bobby get out, they place Betsy in the front seat and Snooky behind the wheel.
All right, just keep it running and watch Miss Betsy here.
Oh,
things go to shit, you get out of here. Don't mess with me.
Snooky awkwardly holds the gun Frank gave him. Inside, Eve takes a seat at the bar.
What can I get you, darling?
The barman pours a shot of whiskey for Eve and sets it in front of her. As Eve downs the liquor in one gulp, Frank and Bobby sidle up to the bar. In the car,
Snooky, you could close your eyes and I would just walk away.
What? No.
It would be better for everyone, Snooky.
In the bar, Eve smiles at the barman. The barman sees Bobby's gun.
Please don't ask me. No, no, I can't. Frank said it'll be okay. We'll just wait for Frank.
Okay? I'm just gonna go.
Just wait.
She gets out of the car.
Let's go.
But Frank shoves her back in.
Drive, buddy. Yes. Baby, go. Go. Go, 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 go.
As Snooky pulls away, the barman steps outside.
You fucking bitch.
The next morning, in a field, Betsy gets out of the car.
Morning.
She stops at the sound of Frank's voice.
Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, I guess I did. How'd you sleep?
Not much.
Yeah, well, it ain't the Hilton. I'll have that bus ticket for you in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Frank, I'm hungry.
Okay, you bums. Rise and shine.
Eve staggers out of the car.
I need a pot of coffee, and I need it now.
Bobby takes a snort of cocaine.
Now, goddammit!
Oh, Jesus, honey, you bitchy mornings.
Eve gets back in the car. Frank closes her door and stands staring at Betsy. Betsy finally gets back in, too. Later.
What kind of you like? Well, you know, I'm just used to the creamy.
Well, if you get the chunky, it's like creamy with chunks in it.
All right. I just get the chunks out. What?
Frank and Bobby approach a convenience store counter. Frank lays his gun on the counter beside their coffee.
Get all the powder ones.
Behind the counter, the tied-up clerk nervously watches the two bandits.
You need smokes?
No, I got it. Thanks. You have a real good day now.
Frank and Bobby walk out. Back on the road, they eat their donuts and drink their coffee.
Frank.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank? Having fun yet? That's what I thought.
Eve lights up a joint, but it doesn't catch. Frank relights it for her. Taking a drag, Eve passes the joint back to Betsy.
No. Suit yourself.
Mister Man, we're doing it, Frank. We're fucking doing it.
The highway carries them past farmland as Bobby drives on. Snooky leans over to Frank.
Come on, Snook, we don't have time.
The white steeple of a village church gleams in the sunshine. Snooky leaves the church and returns to the car.
Are we saved? Can we go now?
Thanks, Frank.
No problem, Snook.
Jesus.
At a burger joint, Snooky trips down the stairs on his way out.
What? She speaks.
Bobby makes the burger joint staff raise their arms and hop around at gunpoint.
He didn't say Simon Says.
As they watch from the car, Betsy grins at Snooky's laughter.
Where did you go? How long were you gone?
Later, at the side of the road, Betsy sits in the grass staring at Frank. Betsy watches Frank as he drives. Snooky is asleep, his head resting against Frank's shoulder. Betsy glances into the back seat, where Eve brushes Bobby's hair from his face as he sleeps on her shoulder. Betsy looks over at Frank again. Then she gazes out of the window as they speed through the night. In the morning, Bobby walks across a farmyard and offers Frank a beer.
Why don't you lay off it?
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Bobby offers the beer to Betsy, and she takes it from his hand.
What would you be doing when you was back home? You and Deputy Dog go out to nice
Shut
places?
Shut up, Bobby.
Well, where do you go? What do you do?
Take you a walk.
Just a question. Where's he take you?
The drive-in. He gets him free.
Figures.
What's your name of it? You only like six names for drive-ins. The Moonlight. Starlight.
It's the Comet. You go a lot.
Not lately. Used to go every week, all-nighters.
Dusk till dawn, we call it.
Yeah, they don't have those anymore. Fact is, they're closing the whole thing down next year.
You're shitting me, really?
Yeah, they have this flea market on Sundays, but that's about the only thing that people go to anymore.
That's big business.
As Bobby walks away, Betsy sips her beer.
I lost my virginity at that place.
Betsy looks at him shyly.
To who?
What about you? Do you remember the movie?
No. There was a lot of shooting going on.
I bet.
Oh, Frank.
Frank walks away to help Snooky. Betsy leans against the car, her eyes following Frank. Eve watches her across the roof of the car.
What? What? Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Eve drags heavily on her joint. She watches Betsy with a sly grin. Later, Frank stops in a parking lot. Backing the Chevy up, he he parks behind a dumpster. He counts out some money and hands it to Betsy.
Go ahead.
What's this?
What are you doing?
I'm hungry. Snook, you hungry?
Yep.
See? We're hungry.
Come on, Frank.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right, what do you want?
Surprises.
Are you nuts?
Calm down. She's okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She's all right.
She is.
At the takeout window, the clerk stacks burgers in a paper bag. Two cops step up behind Betsy as she pays the clerk.
Nice day.
Betsy turns to find the two cops lined up behind her. As she walks away, she nods to them. Betsy walks around the side of the burger shop on her way back to the car.
Okay. Who wants pickles? I think I have some cheeseburgers in here, so. Ooh. Oh, mind if we eat here?
They all notice the cops driving out of the parking lot. Stunned, Bobby looks at Betsy, then at Frank, and back at Betsy.
Go down, darling.
You bitch. You're cold, honey. You are fucking cold.
Nice.
Why are you looking at these? Yeah, have these. We got.
The center line slides by as they motor on down the road.
Lose me.
Betsy is now behind the wheel.
Lose me. Where are the
Later, Frank rips the stocking he's pulling over his head.
Shit!
Fuck it. Where the hell is he?
You think we should wear the hose?
We're out of hose. You got hose?
You guys got hose?
Just forget the fucking hutch.
This is taking too long.
He's in the can again. I'm gonna kick his ass.
Frank and Bobby hurry into the gas station. Betsy and Eve put on their sunglasses, and Betsy checks her look in the rearview mirror. Frank emerged from the gas station. Snooky follows them out, doing up his fly as he scampers to the car.
No more prunes.
Later, during another rest stop, Bobby strides past Betsy, who lounges on the hood of the car.
Yeah. Go to the scene you drive in movies.
He scares me. Huh? What? So he scares me sometimes. Who, Frank? Bobby. No shit, really? Don't worry about him. He's a pussycat. Just got a condition. He takes pills for that. He's not crazy enough. Like, back there with you, you know? That's what it was. Like a spell or something. I'm not excusing him, but that guy Walt. Get on anybody's nerves.
Frank sits down on the ground beside Snooky.
Hey, Snook.
We ain't ever going back, are we?
You okay with that?
Yeah, I guess. The only thing there was you. You're here. Kinda miss my room.
You remember when Dad took us to Jersey? Got on that boat?
Well, not so far. I couldn't see back. I got sick.
I was thinking maybe when we get down there, we'd get us one. Just you and me. Go anywhere we want.
Like where?
I haven't thought that far. Anywhere. Get tired of there, just go someplace else.
Yeah?
That's what I've been thinking.
Okay. That's what I'll be thinking, too.
Awesome. Eve offers Betsy a snort of cocaine on the tip of her fingernail.
Ooh. Go again?
Betsy stares off as the coke sinks in. Later, they all walk through the aisles of a grocery store.
Squeeze your little head. Skinny motherfucker.
Bobby, Frank, Snooki, and Eve carry their items up to the checkout counter. Betsy pulls Bobby's gun.
Give me your money! Give me your money, you dirty rat bastard! How say now? Can't you speak English?
The other four stand by in shock.
Come on!
Outside.
What the hell was that?
Never do that again!
Get in!
Get in! Get in!
Frank pulls away.
She's wacky, buddy.
Yeah. You kind of like her, don't you?
Yeah.
You wacky, too.
Later, Frank drives the Chevy across the state line into Texas. Later that night, as the Chev sits parked at the edge of a forest, a patrol car pulls up behind it. The officer gets out of his cruiser, carrying a flashlight, and walks cautiously to the Chev. Shines his flashlight through the windows. Resting his hand on the butt of his gun, he bends down to peer into the front seat. Then he steps up to the window.
License and registration.
Something wrong, officer?
Easy, miss.
I'm just getting my registration, officer.
Just keep your hands where I can see them.
Boy. Sure put a scare into us sneaking up like that.
Frank hands the documents over to the officer.
You folks are a long way from home.
I got relatives out Lubbock.
Kind of out of your way for Lubbock, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we made a couple of wrong turns. Figured we'd get a little rest before we go on.
Just sit tight a minute.
Yes, sir.
The officer walks back to his cruiser.
Shit. Get a grip. He ain't done nothing yet.
I ain't going back, Frank.
Just shut up.
Fuck this.
I'm scared, Frank.
Don't worry about it, Snoke. Okay, just be quiet. Everybody be cool.
Maybe we should have dumped this heap.
Shut the fuck up.
Relax. You remember what I said?
I ain't going back.
Nobody is going back. He's here.
The officer returns to the Chev.
Step out of the car, please.
What's wrong, officer?
Just step out, please. What was that?
It's nothing.
Frank gets out of the car.
It's nothing.
Step back to the rear, please.
As the officer holds his light on Frank's eyes, Bobby peers over the roof of the car at the officer.
You know, you ought to be more careful where you stop. You never know who you might run into out here.
The officer hands Frank the license and registration, then backs away to his own car.
Thanks.
Bathed in a golden light as autumn leaves fall around her. Back on the road, she takes Bobby's pills from her purse and offers them to him. He refuses. Pulling his pistol from his waistband, he snaps the cylinder open and checks that it's loaded.
What are you doing?
He pulls up to a roadside restaurant. He gets out, holding his gun at his side.
Wait a little.
As Bobby lurches up the restaurant stairs, Frank tries to stop him.
Move! Now! Move! Move!
Bobby shoves the waitress out from behind the counter and forces her to a table where a woman and her granddaughter cower fearfully.
Move over there! Sit down!
Quit pointing that gun!
Sit! Sit! Stay!
I got it. Let's go.
Stop crying. Eat your lunch. What the hell are you looking at?
Later.
How you feeling?
Moon look too bright to you.
That was a stupid thing.
They stand beside the road, bathed in moonlight.
You ain't gonna leave me, are you, Frank?
We're close.
I know. I feel it.
I have to worry about you. It takes my mind off of things I need to worry about.
I'm okay.
You're still sold on the bank? Because we can't afford to fuck up now.
It's all planned out, Frank. Remember? Me and you.
Remember, you never told me why this bank.
I'll tell you about it someday.
Yeah, well, today is someday. Why don't you tell me now?
Just let it go, Frank. Let it go.
It's more than just you, Bobby. There's more here than just you. What the fuck am I doing here?
Bobby joins Snooki outside the public toilets. Inside, Betsy brushes her hair in the mirror. Then she spritzes on some hairspray. Picking up her long-distance calling card from the sink, she flicks it thoughtfully with a fingernail, then slings her purse over her shoulder. Outside, Frank leans against the car, waiting.
I don't know about you guys,
I'm in the mood for something a little different.
As Betsy walks out of the ladies' room, the janitor walks in.
Hi. You scared me.
Bobby takes Eve's suitcase from her hand, and Snooki follows them past a payphone back to the car. Betsy leans against the payphone, thinking. She looks down at the calling card in her hand and drops it in the garbage can. Then she removes her engagement ring. Later, the Chevy's headlights pick out a sign at the side of the road. This is God's country. Please don't drive through it like hell. Hondo, Texas. In a restaurant, the waitress brings the travelers their dinner.
Please. Can we say grace?
Grace?
No, really.
Sure. No.
Good bread, good meat, good God, let's eat.
God.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today grateful for the food that you have put in front of us. We ask you to watch over us, to cover us in your precious blood, and to keep us safe. Please guide us, bless us, direct us, and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 This is guacamole, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's green stuff.
Mm.
Made out of avocados.
What's it made out of?
Avocados.
They grow them in California, I think.
After dinner, they walk out of the restaurant, which is part of a hotel. Later, in the hotel bar, Bobby and Betsy and Frank and Eve dance in front of the stage. The couples on the floor take each other in their arms for a slow dance.
Say a prayer for me, baby, 'cause you know I've been bad. I've broken every promise I ever made to every man. And I'm sorry, baby.
Frank and Bobby join Snooki at his table.
You ever find Snooki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need your love tonight.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I need your love tonight. When I saw you weeping, baby, it made me very sad.
We're going back. Coming.
Snooki waves goodnight to Eve and Betsy as they leave the bar. Bobby flashes his pistol, but Frank shoves it under the table as the waitress arrives with a fresh round of drinks. Bobby shoves the pistol into his waistband. As Bobby watches the couples on the dance floor, Frank grabs the pistol, pulls up his pant leg, and drops the gun into his boot. Frank walks away, leaving Snooki swaying to the music and Bobby slouched in his chair. Upstairs, in Eve's hotel room, Betsy hands Eve back her joint.
You got to hold it in your lungs longer, Betsy.
Oh.
Dragging deeply, Eve demonstrates. Betsy takes the joint back from her.
Good.
Eve tokes and holds the smoke in. Betsy tries again.
I don't know how you hold it in there for so long.
Lifetime of practice. You miss him?
Who? Oh. Oh. I thought I would. I don't know. I'm trying not to, you know. It just doesn't seem real anymore.
No. Here. Try this.
Eve inhales. Placing her lips on Betsy's, she blows the smoke into Betsy's mouth, and Betsy takes it in.
Good?
Uh-huh. Eve leans towards Betsy again.
Good? Uh-huh.
Eve kisses Betsy on the lips. Betsy kisses her back.
What?
Oh, Jesus, this is so stupid. I just never had a girlfriend or a friend or... I don't know what I mean. God, you're fucked up.
I think I really am.
I think so too.
Eve brushes Betsy's hair out of her face.
Thanks for everything.
Betsy tugs on the earring Eve has loaned her.
You're welcome.
Betsy buries her face in Eve's shoulder. Then she stands up and walks to the door.
Night, friend. Night, Bets.
Eve butts out her joint in the ashtray. Out in the corridor, Frank bends drunkenly to pick up his room key off the floor.
You left me.
You.
Hey. A ticket, I promise you. You can have it anytime you want.
Thanks.
Frank enters his room. Back at the bar, Bobby slouches in his chair, staring miserably at the floor.
I was looking for you, baby. I was wondering where you've been.
Upstairs, Eve exhales cigarette smoke as she studies her face in the mirror. She glances down at the pregnancy testing kit on the back of the sink. About to take another drag on her cigarette, she stops, then drops it into the sink. She stares at her reflection in the mirror. Downstairs, Bobby stirs in his chair and gets heavily to his feet. He walks unsteadily away from the table.
If I had my reefer, baby.
Pausing to watch one of the slow dancing couples, Bobby stops in front of the stage. He reaches for the pistol in his waistband, only to remember that Frank has taken it away from him. Then he shuffles out of the bar. Upstairs, Eve sits on the bed, one hand on her belly. As Bobby enters the room, Eve stands up and reaches for him. They kiss passionately.
Bobby. Bobby. Remember when I asked you?
Next door, the muzzle of a pistol nudges Frank awake. As he gets to his feet, Betsy backs away from the bed, pointing the gun at him with both hands. At the city limits, an SUV drives into town. Back in Frank's room, Betsy pulls him to her and kisses him. Dropping her shirt to the floor, Betsy presses against Frank's bare chest. They stand beside the bed, kissing and caressing each other. In the morning, Snooki sits in the car, coffee in hand, as Frank slips behind the wheel.
Hey, Frank, ain't you forgetting something?
Betsy hurries down the stairs and across the parking lot. Snooki slides over to make room for her. Betsy looks over at Frank.
I always hated buses.
On the highway of love, I couldn't read the road signs. I must have been speeding or dreaming. The sunlight got in my eyes.
Further down the road, Bobby is behind the wheel.
What? Jesus, Bob, don't do that. You're not used to it. Shit.
A police cruiser passes them going the other way.
Oh, fuck me, man. Fuck.
As the cop makes a U-turn, Frank shoves a gun under his jacket. The cop moves up behind them, lights flashing. Then the cruiser pulls out to pass. It accelerates past them, racing down the highway.
I can't take this shit anymore. I can't take this fucking shit anymore. We gotta get off this road. Just pull over somewhere. Get off this road somehow.
Let's just forget the bank first.
Just shut up and drive.
Frank. You hear what I'm saying to you?
What?
Maybe we should just go. You know, just forget the bank and just go.
I don't think I heard you right. What are you talking about? You've been planning this bank forever.
Change my mind.
bullshit. It's bullshit. Change your mind. What happened to tons of money? Piece of cake. I mean, Bob, personally, I don't give a shit. But, you know, don't tell me you just changed your mind.
I just changed my mind.
Frank looks back at Eve and Betsy in disbelief.
Just pull over. Up there. What
the fuck are you smiling about?
Bobby pulls onto a rutted dirt road.
What do we get?
Get some chips. And some juice, please.
And some beers.
I'm coming too, okay?
Bobby, Frank, and Snooki head into Sam and Ella's, a sparse ramshackle country store. Sam sits at the counter.
Bob. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. You got jerky?
Behind the cooler.
What is it?
Okay.
Outside.
Come on, tell me.
Tell you what?
I know there's something going on.
Fine. You can't tell me out there. That's okay. Just tell me in here. What is it?
Can I have this?
Come on.
No.
Come on. Eve, I know.
Come on, I ain't arguing. But you just gotta tell me.
You Sam?
Yep. Where's Ella?
You promise not to tell?
Yeah.
Keep strange.
All right, asshole.
Bobby and I are gonna have a baby.
That's okay. Just be a prick.
Oh, I forgot my hat.
As Frank and Bobby leave, Ella steps out of the back and hands Sam his shotgun.
Oh, my God. My God.
Hello, Sheriff. It's Ella. Ella.
Blow me. Fuck you.
Sam, no, wait.
We're gonna have a baby.
Sam fires and Frank falls to the ground. As Bobby fires at Sam, Eve runs to Frank. Inside, Snooki lies on the floor as Ella hands Sam more shells. Betsy and Eve help Frank to the car. As Snooki bursts out of the store, Bobby's pistol misfires. Sam shoots out the Chevy's windows, then blasts away at Bobby and Eve, blowing them to the ground. Betsy runs to Eve. As Betsy cradles Eve in her arms and Bobby crawls for a gun, Ella looks out at the bloodbath in horror. With Eve bleeding in her arms, Betsy sits helplessly as Sam aims at them. From the car, Frank shoots Sam. The old man crumples against the wall of his store. Bobby circles the store in the Chev, then drives away, leaving Betsy on the ground holding Eve in her lap.
Who's there, Hank? Me and you, huh?
We gotta ditch the car.
Can't ditch the car.
Have to.
It's her car, Frank. It's her fucking car. I ain't ditching her fucking car.
Listen to me.
No! Listen. Bobby! Frank! He's bleeding!
That's okay. Just a little while. Get this stopped.
Back at the store, the cops put Betsy in their cruiser and drive her away. At the side of the road, Bobby opens the back of the Chevy and pulls out one of Eve's suitcases. Covered in blood, Bobby pulls out a handful of Eve's clothing. As he opens the passenger's door, Frank falls out into his arms. Back on the road, Bobby drives past a pine forest.
Happy young man while you're young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. But know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles from your body.
Joey.
Somewhere between here and there.
Feel better.
Frank is slumped in the seat, his eyes closed.
Just hang in there, Frank.
Bobby grips his friend's hand.
Me and you, Bob.
Blood trickles from Frank's mouth.
I'll feel better soon.
In the back seat, Snooky reads his Bible. Bobby pulls up to the pumps at a gas station. Bobby gets out.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, Snook.
You're gonna be better. Your fever dropped. You feeling okay? Mom says when your fever drops, you're gonna be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah. I don't feel like dancing yet.
Hey, remember when you put that thermometer on the register and you tried to raise the things, the degrees? And then it broke and all that stuff ran down all over.
That was you, Snook.
No, that was you, Frank. You thought it up and you did it. Mom was really pissed. Frank?
Snook!
Huh?
Hey, Snook! Come here!
What?
Hey, come on.
What?
I'm getting a little hungry. Hey, Frank! He's gonna get a little hungry there, too. Why don't you run there and get us all something to eat, huh?
No, I don't know.
Hey, come on now, no big deal. Just run in there quick, huh?
No, I want to be with Frank.
What, me? Frank's right here. You be okay, I'm getting a little hungry. You hungry? Yeah, here. You can take all this. You'll feel better. Go ahead.
Well, what do I want?
I don't care. Just get anything. Just jerky, man. Get some beef jerky. And they wanted potato chips. Just anything you want, man. Just take anything you want.
Okay. Hey, Frank. I'll be right back, okay?
Frank doesn't stir. Bobby hurries into the car. Snooky emerges from the gas station store, a bag of groceries in his arm.
Frank? Frank? I'm still here. I got the chips.
On the road.
Sorry, Frank, just don't fucking argue with me, man. Just. Best for him, best for you, you know? Get over, we can always come back. We're coming back easy, man. Just getting there is always the hard part, right? Right, buddy?
Snooky shuffles along the highway, the groceries in his arms.
Look, I got jerky, Frank. I got tomato chips. I need potato chips.
A police cruiser crests the hill behind Snooky. As the cruiser pulls up behind him, Snooky drops the grocery bag.
Frank?
Frank?
In the Chevy.
Frank?
Bobby touches Frank gingerly.
Frank! Frank! No! No, Frank!
Bobby hallucinates that Eve is standing in the road and brakes hard. As he gets out of the car, he sees Eve stretch out her arm to him. As Bobby moves toward his vision of Eve, Betsy watches from the cruiser. Three police vehicles block the road. Seeing only his vision of Eve, Bobby limps toward the roadwalk. Eve holds out her hand to Bobby. One of the officers gets ready to fire. Bobby raises one arm, something in his hand. The police open fire, their bullets tearing through the Bible in Bobby's hand. Bobby crumples as the cops empty their weapons into him, and he falls over, clutching Snooki's Bible. Bleeding from his wounds, Bobby lies in the road, dying. He raises his head to see Eve silhouetted against the golden sun, leaves falling around her. As he reaches up to her, Eve reaches down to him. Then Bobby dies. Snooki follows the cops as they edge towards Bobby's body.
If you must hide in shadows.
Betsy peers into the front seat of the Chev where Frank lies dead.
If you must find yourself the only lonely.
As Betsy walks away from the car, her fiancé, the sheriff from back home, strides up to meet her. Betsy brushes past him without a word.
When you turn around, there's something you never lost but have not found. Have not found.
Later, a photo album, a set of keys, and a glass of liquor sit on an end table.
Oh no, don't be a stranger.
Betsy stands looking out a window and smoking.
Oh no.
She walks away from the window and looks into a mirror. Pulling a sweater over her shoulders, Betsy walks across the cottage deck to stand looking out at the ocean. Snooki sits on the beach, throwing stones in the water. Betsy squats in the sand beside him.
Wanna go for a ride?
Okay.
As they stand up, Snooki offers Betsy his stones, and she takes one from his hand. Grinning at him, Betsy cocks her arm for the throw. This described version of One Way Out was created by Audiovision Canada. The narrative description was written by Bill Williams, narrated by Nick Tracy, and produced by Valerie Hunter and Marco Sorin. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audiovision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755. Cast: Frank, Jack Waltman. Bobby, Jeff Monahan. Betsy, Isabel Gillies. Snooki, Robert Turano. Eve, Annie Golden. Walt, Michael Ironside.
Cut me like a knife, 'cause I didn't know.